Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Miriam Jordan covers immigration for the New York Times, and she is kind enough to join us, as I said before the break, with so many of the headlines for all the valid reasons devoted to Afghanistan, COVID, the budget. This story probably is not receiving as much attention as it deserves, although that has changed over the last few days with the arrival of the Haitians in Del Rio, Texas, and the dilemma with this. Miriam, this is a story you have covered for a long time, different administrations. You know it extraordinarily well. The critics of the administration, that includes for the president and vice president, they are saying the administration is behind this, that they're catching up to the story as opposed to trying to get ahead of it. Is this any different from what critics of the Trump administration would say, the Obama administration, when they faced a myriad of issues tied to immigration?
Well, the issues are pretty much the same issues going back to the Obama administration, and that is that we've had a surge, particularly of families showing up at the border and trying to enter the country without authorization and claim asylum. They are fleeing violence, they're fleeing poverty, they're fleeing gangs, and they want a better life. So it's not a new phenomenon. I don't think that the Biden administration is handling it any more poorly than his predecessors, except that in addition to those factors, we've had COVID, and many economies in South America, in the Caribbean, in Central America have been battered. So now there's an even greater incentive for people to flee. And they do have a perception that this president is more friendly than his predecessor toward migrants. That isn't necessarily the case, is what advocates would tell you.
The numbers are awfully high the last few months on immigrants coming here, even before what has happened with the Haitians and Del Rio. And there is a debate on what Joe Biden said, either as a candidate and as president. What have they done anything specifically differently over the last few months when these numbers for immigrants are over 200,000? These are enormous numbers. And how adept has the administration been adapting to this one, which every administration is going to face their own unique challenges and trying to overcome that perception, fair or not, that this administration was going to be more willing than the Trump administration was to let immigrants into the country?
Well, the main difference actually between what, I mean, it is correct to take a step back that Joe Biden did say on the campaign trail that he would take a more humanitarian approach to the border. The truth of the matter is that he actually left in place the public health emergency order that basically sealed the border to folks trying to enter under the pandemic, i.e., we cannot allow folks to bring in COVID because of what's going on in our country. We have to keep them out. Now, it's hard for that to be applied consistently because it depends on pushing people back into Mexico. And some states in Mexico have refused to take back people that the Biden administration and the Border Patrol have tried to send back. So it sent this message to people in Haiti and Guatemala and Honduras that, hey, a lot of people are actually getting through, because indeed it is the case that if they can't be expelled back to Mexico, they are being processed by the Border Patrol and handed papers to show up in court after they've been tested for COVID and they're released and expected to attend court hearings. They are in removal proceedings, but they will be in the United States for several years while their cases wind through the courts. So there is an incentive for people to try if there's a perception in their images on their TV screens that plenty of folks are getting across. But the policy, in fact, that Trump put in place remains in place under this administration, and this administration has been criticized for keeping it in place.
You know this better than I from covering this story. The folks who are more inclined to say, we just got to shut the border, as if it's that easy. But the folks who say that will say, if these individuals are in the country and they then have a court date and it may be months later, years later, they will not show up. When I've seen that data before, Miriam Jordan is with us from the New York Times on immigration, that the ratio of people showing up actually has been very, very high. Can you just add more on that? Obviously, we don't know now because of the folks that have come in with the Biden administration, because this is fairly new. This is 8 months in. But is it fair to say the ratio has been at a higher level than clearly critics have offered up regarding folks who are here and then you need to show up for court, the amount of times they actually do show up promptly and on time for the proceeding itself?
Right. I mean, yes, it depends on where you stand politically, how you look at that. But it is the case that during the Obama administration, there was a pilot program that incentivized folks to go to court because it ensured that they had an attorney. And when they had an attorney representing them, their appearance rate was higher than 90%. So, I don't know how many of these people who are crossing now have attorneys. There are plenty of attorneys who work pro bono to represent folks. But I think we have to go back to the fact that our immigration system is broken. We have millions of cases in a backlog in court. So even if somebody arrived today and they say they'll go to court, well, their first court date might not be for a year or two. So we'd have to accept the fact that they, meanwhile, are living in the country somewhere. Many of them are doing jobs. Some would argue jobs that Americans don't want to do and that we have room for them. Others say, well, they entered without authorization and they shouldn't be here to begin with.
I'll let you go on this because I know your time is short. The numbers have turned out to be higher than expected. And you hear mainly Republicans, but some Democrats too. This has not been exclusively partisan, but the louder voices are Republicans saying, we don't have the numbers. We do not have the amount of people here on the border to help out. Do the numbers match up on that? When we try to get as accurate as we can from the Biden administration, how they've reacted to the response, have they changed the amount, the variety of bureaucracy which needs to descend upon these areas to help out with the increase in numbers?
Okay, well, over the weekend, the Department of Homeland Security issued a plan that, and in that plan, they said that they would be dispatching, and I believe they have already sent 400 additional agents/officers to the border to assist. Of course, there is a finite number of Border Patrol agents on the ground. But, yeah, there's a lot of red tape that has to happen that most people, most listeners wouldn't be familiar with. That's very complicated.
Sure.
But anytime thousands of people show up, you can't just kind of push them back. You have to, like, enter them, each person, into the computer, check if they have a criminal record, because if they do, you might want to send them to prison. You might not want to just, you know, put them on a deportation flight if they've committed a crime in America. You know, everybody has to be processed, whether they stay here or not. Somebody who shows up at the border has to be inputted into a computer, and that requires a lot of manpower. And yes, the manpower at the border, the resources are stretched to the limit. And I don't know, you know, how quickly this administration can ramp up to meet the needs, just like other administrations have struggled. Because, yes, the people just keep coming, and there is really no way to stop them. They're showing up. It's a really tough situation.
Miriam, thank you so much. We'll reach out again. Excellent reporting, and we'll look forward to another visit.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Miriam Jordan on an incredibly difficult situation that president to president faces. And there can be radical changes. There can be radical differences. This, to me, is another example of our failure, our absolute failure of our government. We're never going to agree 100% on this. We just don't. And the polarization just pushes either side further away. But the fact that we do so little in the area to come together is embarrassing. These numbers are enormous down there. 400 isn't close to enough. But snapping your finger to come up with those numbers, it just doesn't happen. Where has the emphasis been in previous administrations to get more numbers down there? Clearly, Donald Trump emerged as the candidate for Republicans in the primary because he was going to be strong as can be. By the way, then the wall stuff turned out to be utter nonsense. I mean, it was just, there was hardly any wall built at all. There were some differences where that administration was stronger. That's just flat out fact. But the idea that we can't get incrementally better in some of these areas, as opposed to what seems like systemic failure, no matter which party's in there, is an example why people should doubt our government and our two-party system. Carter rejoins. We'll lead you up to the end of our show to Paul and Jordana and a preview of an excellent show coming your way. Check us out, by the way, on Twitter, at Dan Cook, WCCO, at ACA3O, and at Chad Hartman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.